Hi, this is Kevin.
And Ray.
From Scenic City Solar. And this is Scenic City Solar Radio. Today we're going to be talking about some local jurisdictions and what that means and how there's differences. And then later on, we want to recap the first six episodes. Believe it or not, this is episode 7. So here we go. Let's start talking about what actually is a jurisdictional difference. What's out there?
Okay, so speaking about jurisdictions, it really refers to permitting and how to get your solar array started legally, connected to the grid with inspections, state inspection, county inspections, or city inspections. Usually it's a lot of navigation to find out exactly what type of permits you need to pull, where, what city, what office. Sometimes there's a website.
Wow, that sounds like a whole bunch of stuff. So as a customer, what do I need to do to figure all this out?
First, make sure you hire the correct contractor that has that kind of knowledge, is able to pull a permit, is a licensed contractor. There's a lot that goes into that. Normally, a homeowner cannot go to the permitting office and pull a permit to install their own solar. You would need a licensed electrician at the very least.
So you're saying everybody should call Scenic City Solar at 423-600-9500. Catch us online on the web at scenicitysolar.com.
Correct. Yes, we've even went back and submitted permits for other solar install companies that have not pulled it. So we've had to re-engineer a few things, then go through the rigmarole to figure out exactly what jurisdiction, what authority having jurisdiction do we even need to pull the permit from? So that is something in the very beginning, before you ever put pen to pad, before you ever make your final decision, make sure that permits are accessible, that you know exactly what you need to pull with what jurisdiction, and make sure that your contractor can actually do that.
Yeah, that's really big. And, you know, we've talked in the past where we've helped out folks who've, been taken advantage of by less than scrupulous companies that didn't pull permits and was going to install solar or attempted to do it or whatever. And, you know, there really is a lot of engineering and a lot of electrical work that goes into it. And I know we've talked briefly touched on it here, but take us through real quick the difference in an electrical permit versus a structural permit. And why would you need both?
Okay, so an easy one to refer with that is here in Chattanooga, for example. In Chattanooga, opposed to outside of Hamilton County in any rural area, Chattanooga requires not only a building permit, but a solar permit, as well as an electrical permit with plans, one-line diagrams, structural information, sometimes electrical and structural stamps from licensed engineers, just to be able to put one solar panel on your roof. So the difference between an electrical and a building is the building permit and inspection is to make sure that whatever we are attaching to your roof, shed, barn is going to be able to support the weight of the solar panels, follows building code. The electrical permit is to make sure that the electronics and the electrical wiring is sized correct, that you're using the correct wire, down to what conduit you're putting that wire in, what connectors, what breakers they're landing on. A whole plethora of different information needs to go into your electrical permit that normally only a licensed electrician can handle. Then you couple that with the solar. Now, solar is something that only a licensed or a contractor with a solar designation can produce a permit for, and that has a one-line diagram typically. They couple that with the building permit and the weight load requirements. And then they also couple that with the electrical permit. So the solar contractor is what makes it all come together. A good solar contractor like us will have their electrical, their solar, and their roofing contractor's license.
Wow, that's, you know, it sounds like there's a whole bunch of things. But when we talked earlier and some of the previous shows about where we can mount solar panels, one of the things we talked about was it doesn't always have to go on the roof. But it does have to go onto a structure that can support its weight. So if you have something like a aluminum shed, awning, carport, those may not be able to hold the weight of a solar panel. Now, each panel is not really that heavy. They're about 50 pounds, right?
Yeah, about 50 pounds. anywhere from 2.5 to 3.5 pounds per square foot when they're installed. That's including the hardware to install them. I've seen people literally lay solar panels on their flat roof with nothing below them where the wind could just make them a sail and fly away. So it has to be connected correctly. There are a bunch of different ways to attach your solar panels to your roof, whether you have a TPO flat roof, you use a basket type with a ballast with weights so there's no penetration in your roof. If you have a shingle roof, then we're actually penetrating underneath the shingle into your joist or rafter. If you don't have room for anything on your roof, we usually build a ground mount, which is anywhere from a 2 to a 6 inch steel post in the ground with attachments to make a solar array. That has to be done to spec per the manufacturer, as well as to make sure that your solar array doesn't fly off in a good wind.
Yeah. And, you know, we won't point anyone out, but yeah, we just did a repair for somebody who had basically that. The unscrupulous solar installer had put some stuff on the roof, didn't put it on a racking system, a mounting system. So the customer wasn't getting the solar they wanted and couldn't figure out why. So when they called us, we sent up one of our repair techs. They got on the roof and realized the panels had actually been blowing in the breeze and stacked up. And they were, you know, covering each other up and had pulled some wires apart. And that's where the electrical inspections and the building inspections all come into play. So knowing that we can do that for our customers, easiest way to get a hold of us again, 423-600-9500, on the web, sceniccitysolar.com. So what else would we need to know as a customer about all that, other than just call Ray, the guru for solar, and let him do it?
Well, so make sure whether you use us or not, which we are the local company here in Chattanooga. We service anything from Knoxville to Nashville, Atlanta to Asheville, and everywhere in between. Make sure that you get a copy of your contractor's license, their insurance. When they pull permit, ask for a copy of the permit. When the inspection is scheduled, you need to know, because usually you have to be there as the customer. Feel free to walk around with the inspector to make sure that you inspect the work that you're paying your contractor for. That inspector will either pass or fail. Sometimes they do a pass with conditions if they're a nice inspector, where your contractor can go back, correct their issues, take pictures or video, send it to the inspector, and get a pass inspection. From there, you typically have to have your utility give you a permission to operate authorization. It's called an interconnection agreement. Especially here in the TVA region, any solar whatsoever that is attached to your home and possibly feeds your main panel, you have got to have an interconnection with TVA. What that interconnection agreement means is that if there's ever an issue, you have to have certain disconnects so that they can service your lines, as well as possible buyback and other things that go along with that interconnection. But you have to follow the rules. If you do a solar installation in the TVA region without a permit, without an interconnection, and they come by and they find out, they can literally shut you off.
Yes, and unfortunately, you know, hate to keep saying that phrase of unscrupulous that are now gone. Solar companies had actually done that, and we've had to unfortunately do some emergency type fixes for folks. But we talked about what it takes here in the city of Chattanooga. We do have the listeners. Anybody who's listening to us is available on, if you hear us on the ESPN Chattanooga 95.3, you know, we do cover the large area. So what are some of the other permit requirements outside of the city? Are they harder? Are they easier?
Well, so Chattanooga, for instance, is a little more difficult with your permitting and inspections. There's not only the city permit, there's a county permit, and in some areas, a state permit. You have to have a building permit with structural engineering and structural stamps, structural plans, pretty in-depth packet just for the building permit. You have to have that same packet plus some for the solar permit. Then you have to have a little bit less for the electrical permit. So you have to have upwards of 3 separate permits to put one single solar panel on your roof in the city of Chattanooga. We manage that. We navigate through all of it. I made it sound tough and annoying, which it is, but we can do it, and we do it every day. Whereas if you are rural, say out in Georgetown, you have to pull a simple state permit on their website, one page, one payment. They come out, one person inspects it, and they leave.
Yeah, so, you know, it does vary. And one of the things that we talk a lot about when we talk to customers in reference to the permits and the permit process, and, you know, sometimes it does seem like a hassle, but really what it boils down to is making sure that whatever's done to your home is safe. It's the electrical is actually tied in correctly, that the, you know, wires aren't bare and something of a fire hazard. And those are all the things that the inspectors are looking for. So, yeah, it's sort of a hassle that you got to get this done, but it's a whole lot better to be safe than sorry.
And we've seen that. It keeps the riffraff out, honestly. It's been tough to get licensed and to make sure that we always have the correct licensure, the bonds, the insurance, especially here in Chattanooga. So they do this for a reason. They do not want riffraff installing solar for their community. EPB doesn't want it for their customers. So they make sure that everything is followed to the T. EPB is great for customers that have got installations done from other companies that didn't follow the rules. They will give the customers a chance and allow companies like us to come in and fix their system and reinitiate them with a correct interconnection agreement like we spoke about with TVA.
Yes, and that's, you know, extremely important for people to understand that it, the companies are out there trying to keep out the bad folks. They want you to be safe. They want you to be happy. They want your solar to work correctly. And that is something that we've seen just so much. And now that the couple of big bad wolves of the solar industry are gone, it is falling to local companies who actually know what's going on. And like Ray said, we do spend quite a bit of time every year going through our renewal process to ensure that our customers are taken care of the best way. And, you know, don't think that it's hard. Yeah, we do it. We do the hard stuff for you. We basically get your information and we do the paperwork. We get the permits. It's all taken care of for you. Easiest way to find out more, give us a call, 423-600-9500. Extension 1 is sales. Always catch us on the web 24/7 at scenicitysolar.com. So what else we got, Ray? A few more minutes. Let's talk about recapping the last few episodes. What's been your favorite thing about doing this radio show?
So it's, you know, solar can be really complicated. So we're 7 episodes deep. We may have some listeners that are still a little confused about the componentry of solar. You know, I even work with my kids sometimes. We drive by, and if they see solar panels, they point them out. So I always quiz them, you know, what do solar panels go to? What kind of type of power do solar panels produce? So, you know, solar panels produce DC power, just like your little 9-volt DC battery. It's on or off. There's no sine wave in that, okay? AC power is a sine wave, okay? AC power is the power that you use at home. So something that I love is to try to instruct or educate people on the two different types of power that we use really in solar, AC and DC. Don't worry about modulation or frequency or any of that big mumbo jumbo. It's either DC or AC. Solar and battery are your DC components. Your house uses AC, so you have to convert it or invert it from DC to AC. That is the single most important component of any solar array, is the inverter next to the solar panel.
Fantastic. And, you know, everybody out there that's our listeners, I do have a good time messing with Ray and making him explain all these good things, because he really is the solar guru. You know, we've talked about some other places and like TVA and the inspectors, if they have questions, they actually do call us. They call Ray and ask for his expertise, because he's been doing this for 6 years. So Scenic City Solar is here to help. We want to help you get through the process real easily. And again, last time running through it, give us a call, 423-600-9500, on the web at scenicitysolar.com. And that's the end of our show for this time. So I'm going to say, this has been Kevin.
And Ray.
For Scenic City Solar.
Have a good day, y'all.